like open doors.
Tune in live this Thursday, April 6, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. An interesting and wild ride it is, to be sure. Just gets wilder all the time. And I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Watching what's happening in the political fray, if you will, it's very interesting. You know, we seem to be watching the unfolding of simultaneous plots, if you will. Eli Lake's latest article yesterday over at Bloomberg View is indicative of that unfolding. And the title of his story yesterday, "The Real Political Scandal." Actually, there are two, and he gives credence to both the Russia collusion narrative and the Susan Rice unmasking Obama team political weaponizing of politicization and weaponizing of the unmasking information. So, but we seem to be watching the litigating of that narrative, in other words, both simultaneously in the public forum. It's very strange. I would say that's somewhat unprecedented. Somewhat, not entirely, but very interesting. Eli Lake also pointed to John Podhoretz's article over at the New York Post, "Unraveling the Team Obama Anti-Trump Leak Machine," which is interesting. And again, that seems to be part of this litigating of this issue in the public forum, which is, well, not good for America, to be sure. It's very distracting. It's very time-consuming. And as I have said, I think it all really kind of dovetails into or with the Glasnost effect narrative, unfortunately. And so what are we to make of all of this? Well, I think the glasnost effect is in full effect, but let's begin by always bearing in mind the ever-present landscape of political sophisms. I think Eli Lake is trying to do a good job over at Bloomberg View, but it's interesting how it escapes everyone's attention. Do we have no critical thinking skills these days? As I have been saying, it appears to me, and I'm still doing my own investigation, that if there was collusion, that, you know, someone, the Trump campaign associates, transition team, somebody, if there was collusion with the Russians in some sort of undermining fashion, then it appears the Russians colluded indiscriminately. That's what I see. The story that I was trying to get to yesterday really points that out. And it seems like Senator Chuck Grassley is doing the heavy lifting for journalists and investigators simultaneously. He's doing everyone's heavy lifting. And I mentioned his two letters to FBI Director Comey, which I think the intelligence committees, both House and Senate, would do well to read the questions from. But I digress. Senator Grassley also wrote a letter to Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS and Dana Bente, the acting deputy attorney general. And the letter to Glenn Simpson over at Fusion GPS had a deadline of tomorrow. That letter was issued March 24th with a deadline of April 7th. So essentially 2 weeks. But what was that all about? What are those two letters all about? Well, I want to give you a little bit of background to hopefully shed some light on this. There seems to be a high degree of Russian activity that we're not hearing about in the mainstream media. And I've heard this touched on once or twice, but not really covered, which is interesting. From the press release, Grassley probes opposition research firm behind unsubstantiated Trump dossier. Political opposition research firm Fusion GPS on the history of the controversial and unsubstantiated dossier compiled for its clients against the then presidential candidate Donald Trump. The firm was reportedly paid by backers of Trump's Republican and Democrat opponents during the campaign and contracted with former British spy Christopher Steele to create it. The dossier was a product of a blatant political and financial motives, and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has stated that the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information in this document is reliable, and we did not rely upon it in any way for our conclusions. Yet Fusion GPS and Steele reportedly shared the dossier with the FBI, which then offered to pay Steele to continue his political opposition research on Trump. Grassley has also written at the FBI seeking details about its reported arrangement with Steele and to determine the extent to which the FBI has relied on the political dossier in its investigation. Grassley is seeking details on the history of arrangements that funded the opposition research behind the dossier, including the FBI's involvement. From his letter, when political opposition research becomes the basis for law enforcement or intelligence efforts, it raises substantial questions about the independence of law enforcement and intelligence from politics, Grassley said in the letter. And folks have noted that James Comey's what I would call bizarre behavior over the last nearly year now seems to be highly politicized. Continuing from the press release, Grassley is calling on Fusion GPS to provide details on the history of the dossier, including the clients who sought the research and the terms of their engagement. He also wants to know when Steele was hired to work on the project, how the FBI came to be involved, and whether Fusion GPS was aware of any arrangements between the FBI, any arrangements by the FBI to pay Steele. He's further seeking documents related to the dossier's history and arrangements between Fusion GPS and its clients. And that's, there's more information in the letter. You have Fusion GPS, obviously, Christopher Steele, Orbis Business Intelligence, and again, Grassley's questions. In this case, 13, but the other letter to the acting deputy attorney general is more informative, I would say, as far as my suspicions are concerned. So I'll just give you a little bit from that. Chuck Grassley is asking whether a suspected former Russian intelligence officer, and the title of this and subtitle, complaint, firm behind dossier and former Russian intel officer joined lobbying effort to kill pro-whistleblower sanctions for Kremlin. Subtitle, Fusion GPS and Russian expat allegedly failed to register as foreign agents while working to dismantle Magnitsky Act. And so everyone seems to be failing to register as a foreign agent through FARA. And the Foreign Agent Registration Act, that is, you have these folks, perhaps Flynn, perhaps Manafort, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone seems to be a foreign agent. But you have these folks, and I would argue there are Clinton camp folks and maybe even Obama camp folks that didn't as well. But continuing, again, from the press release and then the letter, what is the Magnitsky Act? You know, we've heard about Russian sanctions. These sanctions are particularly provocative. So from the press release, Chuck Grassley is asking whether a suspected former Russian intelligence officer turned U.S. lobbyist and the firm behind the unsubstantiated anti-Trump dossier should have registered as foreign agents for their efforts to bring down a U.S. law on behalf of the Kremlin. According to a complaint filed by the Justice Department, filed with the Justice Department, Fusion GPS, which was also involved in the creation of the unsubstantiated dossier alleging collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, was involved in the pro-Russia campaign to kill the Global Magnitsky Act around the same time. What a coincidence. In 2012, President Obama signed into law the Magnitsky Act, named for a lawyer who suspiciously died in Russian custody after accusing Russian government officials and members of organized crime of using corporate identity theft against Hermitage Capital Management to fraudulently obtain and launder $230 million. Some of which allegedly ended up in U.S. real estate projects. Aha. See, that's where it gets interesting, but it gets more interesting. The Magnitsky Act imposed sanctions against those involved as well as other Russians designated as human rights abusers. In 2013, the following year, the Justice Department opened a case to seize the U.S. assets of Russian-owned Prevezin Holdings, which received millions of dollars from the theft and used it to purchase real estate in New York. Aha. Anyone that has, if you go back to January, when I was talking about the Kushner family, real estate involvement, development, etc. Prevezin Holdings and real estate in New York, it's very interesting. But I digress. Continuing. In response, Prevezin Holdings and the Kremlin launched a campaign to undermine the Magnitsky Act and discredit Magnitsky's claims of corruption, according to a 2016 complaint by Hermitage CEO William Browder. Fusion GPS and Rinat Akhmetzin, among others, were involved in the pro-Russia campaign in 2016, which involved lobbying congressional staffers. Again, interesting. To attempt to undermine the Justice Department's account of Magnitsky's death and the crime he uncovered, repeal the Magnitsky Act itself, and delay efforts to expand it to countries beyond Russia, according to Browder's complaint. Akhmetzin, a Russian immigrant, has reportedly admitted to being a Soviet counterintelligence officer and has a long history of lobbying the U.S. Government for pro-Russia matters. Fusion GPS was reportedly tasked with generating negative press coverage of Browder and Hermitage. Despite the reported evidence of their work on behalf of Russian interests, neither Fusion GPS nor Akhmetzin are registered as foreign agents under the Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA. FARA was passed to improve transparency of individuals and organizations that lobby the U.S. government or act as publicity agents on behalf of a foreign principal. Fusion GPS was apparently simultaneously working on the unsubstantiated dossier alleging collusion between Trump presidential campaign associates and Russia, which the FBI reportedly agreed to continue funding because Fusion GPS had not registered under FARA. It is unclear whether the FBI was aware of the company's pro-Russia activities and its connection with Akhmetzin. When evaluating the credibility of the dossier the company helped create. And so that's the press release, the news release. But from the letter, because the letter I think is more informative, if you're not familiar with this subject matter, from the letter, Grassley states that the Judiciary Committee has repeatedly contacted the Department of Justice to raise concerns about the department's lack of enforcement of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Grassley says, I write, regarding the department's response to the alleged failure of pro-Russian lobbyists to register under FARA. In July of 2016, Mr. William Browder filed a formal FARA complaint with the Justice Department regarding Fusion GPS, Rinat Akhmetzin, and their associates. His complaint alleged that lobbyists working for Russian interests in a campaign to oppose the pending Global Magnitsky Act failed to register under FARA and the Lobbying Disclosure Act of 1995. The committee needs to understand what actions the Justice Department has taken in response to the information in Mr. Browder's complaint. The issue is of particular concern to the committee, given that when Fusion GPS reportedly was acting as an unregistered agent of Russian interests, it appears to have been simultaneously overseeing the creation of the unsubstantiated dossier of allegations of conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. So those are two conspiracies. Apparently, Fusion GPS was involved in simultaneously. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around more after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is an interesting story. You know, there are investigations obviously ongoing in the House and the Senate. And just as a brief aside, CNN, New York Times, and several other outlets are reporting this morning that Devin Nunes, the House Intel Chairman, is stepping aside from the House Russia investigation, which I think is a huge mistake. I touched on the independent, bipartisan 9/11-like commission yesterday, which I think is nonsense. It's always a setup. It's always the Fabian wolf in sheep's clothing, inviting us into the slaughterhouse. But I digress. Here is CNN's coverage this morning of this story. Again, this piece is titled House Intel Chairman Stepping Aside from House Russia Investigation. Go ahead, please.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, stepping aside from the investigation into any contacts between Trump associates and Russia. Let's go right to Manu Raju on Capitol Hill with the details. Manu.
Yeah, big surprise here. Remember, Devin Nunes had been saying for some time that he's not going to step aside, despite those calls from Democrats for him to get a step aside, recuse himself from the Russia probe. They believed he had been too cozy with the White House, something that he and his allies have rejected. But in a statement that he just released, he says this. He said, several activist groups have filed accusations against me with the Office of Congressional Ethics. The charges are entirely false and politically motivated and are being leveled. Just as the American people are beginning to learn the truth about improper unmasking of the identities of U.S. citizens and other abuses of power, he goes on to say that he's going to step aside from just the Russia probe, but continue as chairman of the committee. The people who are going to lead this probe are the next senior person on the committee. That's Congressman Mike Conaway, with the assistance, he says, of Trey Gowdy and Tom Rooney, who are two Republican members of the committee. Now, there was a meeting actually that happened right now, a closed door private meeting. Devin Nunes I'm told from a source in the room that he stepped out of the meeting early. This statement just came out. A real change. We were not expecting this at all. Devin Nunes had been digging in, but a lot of questions about whether or not this investigation could have moved forward in a credible manner, given his decision to brief the president of the United States in about surveillance information that he said showed some incidental collection of Trump officials during the time of the presidential transition, not briefing the Democrats before that, and also by canceling a public hearing that was supposed to take place, and Democrats wanted that public hearing to take place. That would have heard from a number of people who presumably would have raised concerns about any of these contacts that occurred between Russian officials and the Trump campaign. But a big shift here, and a sign that perhaps this investigation may be able to get back on track after Democrats have been calling for Nunes to step aside. Notable to say also, Nunes had been tired of answering questions about all of this. In the last couple of days, I've been asking him a number of questions, following him around the halls of the Capitol, not answering any of those questions. Clearly had been tired of the accusations against him and the controversy that he had been in the last several days. So a big change here, and a sign of how this investigation may be going forward now without Devin Nunes running it anymore.
So that's big news. And very unfortunate, I would say. Doesn't bode well. We'll talk about why. And generally speaking, it's because of the political winds changing, the momentum shifting, some folks perhaps caving to pressure. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. It was interesting, you know, continuing here in a second in the narrative that I was talking about, it's interesting to me to watch the broader mainstream media community waging a war of attrition, essentially, which is the Fabian model, by the way, in the spinning and unraveling of certain narratives. Fascinating to watch. In contravention to the facts and the truth, the Washington Post in particular seems hell-bent on fomenting a plot against the Trump administration, whether there is one or not, and dismissing any allegations against the Obama administration. And this gets more interesting, I think, when one considers, as has been pointed out many times, the Washington Post, for example, is owned by Jeff Bezos, and Amazon around the time of Bezos' acquisition of the Washington Post received a healthy contract with the CIA for about $600 million. That's interesting. The New York Times is not far away either. Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim is, I think, the majority shareholder in the New York Times. But there are these nepotistic affiliations everywhere you look in circles of power. It's not surprising. You know, C. Wright Mills, power elite, comes to mind. These interlocking circles of power. I want to get to more on that in a little bit here, perhaps, but I think it's unfortunate that Congress can't just do its job. One of the Washington Post pieces published today, titled House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes Recuses Himself from Russia Probe. Temporarily recused himself Thursday from all matters related to the committee's ongoing probe into Russia's interference into the presidential election. Now, I wish that this probe into Russia's interference would expand to include the information that I'm giving you from Senator Chuck Grassley's press releases and letters to different folks, because I think there are more people that are culpable. There is target fixation on the Trump administration with regard to the Russia interference collusion narrative, and that's a conflating of subject matter. There seems to be a lot of conflating. And at the same time, there is obfuscation, particularly on the Susan Rice issue. It's funny how the press doesn't seem to care that she has lied straight to the faces of the American people once again. She has a pattern of doing this. You read some of Ben Rhodes' latest tweets. I'll get to that in a minute. And listening to Susan Rice lie straight-faced and ever more convincingly, one is confronted with the reality that Hayek wrote about in The Road to Serfdom. I want to get to more on that here in a bit too. But it's all very, very disturbing. I think there should be a broader investigation of, you know, in these investigations, we always hear wherever the facts lead. We should play that clip of, I think, Thomas Kean saying that, replacing Henry Kissinger, both Pilgrim Society members. We're going to go wherever, you know, Kissinger saying we're going to go wherever the facts lead, unhindered by foreign policy, unhindered by anything except everything. Because as Thomas Kean later pointed out, the committee or the commission was crippled from the beginning. He said publicly, in 2006, I think the commission was in many ways set up to fail. Huh. Unhindered by anything except everything. Kissinger came under scrutiny when he was asked directly, you know, do you have any clients, Saudi clients, that you want to tell us about? Maybe anyone by the name of Bin Laden? And Kissinger ran for the hills when asked, essentially, speaking of collusion, these independent commissions are always set up to fail. So when you hear independent bipartisan commission, a 9/11-like commission, oh my gosh. Either it's Stockholm syndrome or we're suffering from an 8-second attention span, 1 second less than a goldfish, or both. Because that never goes well. Historically, you can go back time and time again. These independent commissions are always, as Thomas Kean put it, in many ways, set up to fail. I would go as far as to say that's the very purpose, the ostensible purpose is to, you know, go wherever the facts lead, unhindered by anything, nonpartisan, But the real purpose of those independent bipartisan 9/11-like commissions is to make sure that it's, as Thomas Kean said, in many ways set up to fail. So beware the independent bipartisan 9/11-like commission. But I digress. So getting back to Senator Grassley's letter to Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bente. As I said before the last break, well, two segments ago, the issue of is a particular concern to the committee, given that when Fusion GPS reportedly acted, reportedly was acting as an unregistered agent of Russian interests, it appears to have been simultaneously overseeing the creation of the unsubstantiated dossier of allegations of conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. This term Russians, again, this is a conflating. What do we mean? Do we mean Russian oligarchs? There's always this seeming lumping together of things. You know, are we talking about Russian oligarchs, business magnates, corrupt as they may be, with no affiliation per se to the Kremlin or Vladimir Putin himself? We're talking about the Kremlin, Putin himself. We're talking about both. You see how there's this constant conflating and obfuscation? That's interesting, isn't it? And that obviously, not by accident, I would say. Again, James Jesus Angleton's wilderness of mirrors, it would seem. And that's what we really see. I mentioned that Twitter seems to be a kind of honeypot for that kind of thing. And at the same time, Marshall McLuhan's Medium is the Message has to be at the front of one's mind, seeing that it is a it seems to result invariably in a, can't think of the term, it's a degenerative discussion always. Every social media discussion seems to devolve, or the vast majority, I'll say, seem to devolve into vitriolic diatribes, ad hominem attacks, logical fallacies par excellence, and how can that be by accident as well? So, that's interesting. But again, I digress. You know, a couple of quick things, quick observations kind of on the ancillary points, I suppose. Folks, at various outlets, Libertarian Institute, for example, saying that General McMaster, now receiving glowing press for ousting Bannon, committed war crimes in Iraq. This is a very provocative paradox, I would say, because General McMaster, in my opinion, is one of the few folks who actually understands the nature of the threat as well or better than anyone, but has misapprehended the remedy. It's not war. It's what Robin Cook outlined in his July 8, 2005 London Guardian article titled "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means." Remember that article in which he mentioned that bin Laden was no more a true representative of Islam than General Mladic, who commanded the Serbian forces, could be held up as an example of Christianity. After all, it is written in the Quran that we were made into different peoples, that we might not that we might despise each other, but that we might understand each other. And you know what? The warmongers don't want to hear that. There is, again, speaking of conflating, there is a conflating of what one might call general or orthodox Islam, so to speak, and then this radical fringe element, particularly the Wahhabi Salafi Diobandi element, Muslim Brotherhood, etc. It's a hateful politically motivated counterfeiting of Sunni Islam in most cases. But from Robin Cook's article, he said bin Laden was a product of a monumental miscalculation by Western security agencies. Throughout the 80s, he was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis. And the ideological bent came from Saudi Arabia as well. It's the state religion, Wahhabism, essentially. To wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan, and remember, according to Zbigniew Brzezinski, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene in Afghanistan. So we created both sides of the conflict. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, as Robin Cook wrote, was originally the computer file of the thousands of mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians. Remember the database? Remember how the press used to report that? The database. Whoops, that's too much. Base, it means the base. No, it means the database. The computer file of the thousands of mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA. Inexplicably, and with disastrous consequences, Cook wrote, it never appears to have occurred to Washington that once Russia was out of the way, bin Laden's organization would turn its attention to the West. That doesn't necessarily make sense unless one realizes that, as I said, the very people, CIA in particular, call it the West, very people who ostensibly trained your force to defend itself, your people to defend itself, was responsible, you find out later, subsequently, for creating both sides of a conflict where some of your fellow countrymen, so to speak, died. These people who cast themselves as your saviors, your defenders and protectors, are actually the folks responsible for the invasion, you'd be a little upset, wouldn't you? But then, Cook wrote, the danger now is that the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds that original error. This is where McMaster's strategy comes in. We just have to be, you know what, to catch the enemy, we just have to be more like them. ISIS is their despicable, they have no regard for human life, very nihilistic. Remember that allegedly spurious letter from Pike to Mazzini, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. They're just awful human rights abusers, as some folks on the international stage would say. So to catch them and to beat them, we just have to become like them, only worse. That is not a good strategy. So as Robin Cook wrote, the danger now is that the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds that original error. So long as the struggle against terrorism is conceived as a war that can be won by military means, it is doomed to fail. And fail it has, hasn't it? Over and over again. Without exception, the more the West emphasizes confrontation, the more it silences moderate voices in the Muslim world who want to speak up for cooperation. Success will only come from isolating the terrorists and denying them support, funds, and recruits, which means focusing more on our common ground with the Muslim world than on what divides us. And by the way, that includes making sure that the CIA isn't fomenting more of these groups in supporting funds and recruits overseas, and the FBI isn't doing the same here at home. So the intelligence community needs to be reformed. But you know what I always say, reform, I mean, who can, pruning a bad tree is, you know, you get, you should expect what you get. Anytime you prune a tree, you get more fruit, you get more foliage. So to reform a bad tree is just to get a more refined, more virulent brand of evil. Why would you do that? Hence, maybe they should be done away with. Stick around. We'll be right back right after this short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. Um, you know, returning just in this final segment of the first hour to perhaps a lighthearted departure. First, you know, I a couple of things I wanted to mention. The McMaster subject, not to devolve into another diatribe, but it appears that the nuclear option is the only option with regard to Gorsuch. Which is unfortunate. Interesting. As Fox News put it, Senate Republicans tee up nuclear showdown on Gorsuch. The confirmation fight, as Wall Street Journal puts it. So that's interesting. But, you know, I think one of the best articles that really kind of encapsulates everything that's going on right now is Matt Taibbi's Rolling Stone article titled "Putin Derangement Syndrome Arrives." Whatever the truth about Trump and Russia, the speculation surrounding it has become a dangerous case of mass hysteria. A little bit from that article, because I think it's relevant along many fronts. So Michael Flynn, who was Donald Trump's national security advisor before he got busted talking out of school to Russia's ambassador, has reportedly offered to testify in exchange for immunity. It's interesting how five Clinton folks receive immunity. Hillary is deposed, not under oath, conveniently. Donald Trump, Michael Flynn both say, you know, when you ask for immunity, probably means you did something wrong. In context, all of these folks requested immunity. In this case, there does seem to be a witch hunt by definition. There is a lynch mob. It's trying to lynch someone. It will eventually lynch someone. And usually, as I've said, lynch mobs end up lynching the wrong person. And by the time daylight arrives, they realize, you know, they've calmed down a little bit, but it's too late. So again, Matt Taibbi's article over at Rolling Stone, "Putin Derangement Syndrome Arrives," is very prescient. For seemingly the 100th time, social media is exploding. This is it, the big reveal. Perhaps it will come off just the way people are expecting. Perhaps Flynn will get a deal. Walk into the House or the Senate surrounded by a phalanx of lawyers and unspool the whole sordid conspiracy. He will explain that Donald Trump compromised by ancient deals with Russian mobsters and perhaps even blackmailed by an unspeakable KGB sex tape made a secret deal. He'll say Trump agreed to downplay the obvious benefits of an armed proxy war in Ukraine with nuclear-armed Russia in exchange for Vladimir Putin's help in stealing the emails of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and John Podesta. What if tomorrow it all turns out to be true? Well, we'll talk more about that and the broader effects of this Putin derangement syndrome that has arrived, according to Matt Taibbi. When we come back, stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it.
at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.